You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Friday, November 12th, 2021. It's just Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn today. Nikki is off for a couple of days. And just a minute ago, I'm reading through some of the bad advices that you guys have so generously shared with us, your problems. This is a real fucking problem. Oh, my God.
I was listening to your reaction while I sat here.
Our mics were all on and stuff. So
they
yes.
sure were.
Oh, my God. This is, I just.
Well, now you got to read it. So go ahead, because there's too much buildup.
Oh, this might be the only one we get to. I don't know. See, I just took my head clean off. So it's a good one because I can absolutely see this happening. This probably has happened to so many people. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Hi, radio friends. I apologize ahead of time for the lengthiness of my post, my story, but I figured a backstory is important. You're welcome to edit this down for broadcasting. I'm using their initials. See if they're a very considerate person.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their kid, too. Like, so here it is. This is about their kid. And they seem like really reasonable, loving people who have a kind of a good idea of how things work. And it's like they've handled everything really well up until this thing that's happening.
No, I can't wait.
Growing up, we reminded both our kids, it does not matter to us who you choose to love as long as you're happy. My son, C, who's now 25 years old, came out to us back in high school. My husband and I had a feeling he was going to come out, but we waited until he came to us when he was comfortable. C, this is their son, met R, a male, also 25, and now this kid's significant other, online, and they had an online relationship for years. After C's freshman year in college, he moved out of the dorms, and we got a studio apartment, which we found, but he paid for. At this point, he flew R out from across the country to live with him. That was their first time meeting in person. And the kid moved right on in.
Wow.
R came from a horrible situation in his home with a drug-addicted parent. So now they've been living together 4 or 5 years. After that, R finally gets a job at the same place that C worked. The son.
R didn't work the whole 5 years?
For 5 years.
That's what it sounds. Wasn't going to school or anything, just was living at their kid's apartment.
Playing video games or what?
So, I don't know.
People must really know how to give head because I don't get that at all.
I know. It does, and it seems like, God, it's such a long time to be, like, they're fully in this. Like, they were online for a long time, now 4 or 5 years together.
I think people can get very close through online relationships, so I'm not entirely surprised that it went on as long as it did, and that they felt very much like a couple, or, you know, their relationship was legit, so to speak.
Yes.
But the idea that two healthy young men would be living together and one healthy young man stays home for 5 years? Fuck that. That's bullshit.
And really, I mean, didn't do anything else. Well, listen, they think it's bullshit too. So, okay. You know, they're all not right. They're not trying to pass off his behaviors in any way like a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me move this so I can talk a little bit easier. After 4 or 5 years living together, R finally gets a job at the same place that C works. During all those years, these first 4 or 5 years, we met R a handful of times, and he didn't make a good impression on us.
Oh.
We felt like something was just off. I never said anything to my son. I did not want to push him away. And that's the thing. You can sometimes make people just, they go the opposite extreme. Well, this is my person, and they're in a war against you, no matter how bad things might be with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Even, by the way, if they've had the same stinking suspicion, they will still side with their person because it's a judgment on you well.
Yep.
I've chosen this person, and I think he's shady too, but I don't want to say that because I've chosen this person.
And now I feel like you're attacking me.
Right.
Right.
So, okay, but go on.
They just felt like something was off. We didn't say anything, fear of pushing him away, but we told him, if you ever need anything or someone to talk to, we are always around. It took C 7 years to graduate from college, which was due to him having to work to pay for his apartment and support R, who didn't work and didn't go to school. Immediately after graduation, we helped C move back to the same city as us, about 5 minutes away, because he majored in the same industry which my husband works in, and he could help get his foot in the door.
Okay.
So it made sense, and they found the apartment. They paid first, last. They got him in there, but he works, and he's paying for the rent. They both work, R and C, both work at the same fast food restaurant where C worked before he left for college. C has to drive R to and from work because R doesn't have a license or a car.
Damn.
This guy's a fucking loser. It's been...
Or a winner.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know...
It takes a turn right here.
I know these people who are great at freeloading.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this... There's the guy. Like, the guilt after the first time C left for work while I sat on my ass on the couch, the first day I'd be like, well, this isn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. And you'd think...
I need to find a job. I need to find something to do.
In R's head, this is the freeloader, right?
Yep.
You'd think in his head, just like it would be in my head, I'd be like, this person's going to dump me.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see right through my bullshit. What'd you touch?
Nothing. I'm making sure that we're not on the air.
I looked earlier, too.
Okay, I'm double checking.
Oh, yeah. You feel free to triple and quadruple check. It's totally fine. Okay. I'm down with that.
All right.
Okay, back to you.
You'd think that should be in his head, that this person's going to dump me if I don't get off my butt and contribute around here.
Absolutely, yeah.
But no, that's not how freeloaders think.
They think, everything I have, I totally deserve, and this guy's going to continue to pay for
me. Right.
Entitled.
That's just how it's going to be. Okay, so they moved back to the area where the parents live. I'm not sure exactly where they live, but it's been 5 or 6 months. C came to us yesterday, almost in tears. He said he thinks he wants to end it with R, but he doesn't know what to do. R is possessive, controlling, manipulative, and verbally abusive. Each time he's tried to leave, R threatens to commit suicide.
Oh, God.
C told him he shouldn't be saying things like this and that he should get some help, and R refuses. Well, of course he does, because he's a total manipulator and freeloader. My husband and I have discussed with him a way out. My husband says we should move C out while R is at work. And C agreed, but he fears the repercussions. What if R tries to commit suicide? What if he threatens C? What if he wrecks the apartment that we got them? We found the apartment, paid first, last, and a deposit. They pay the rent. Do any of you have any advice? Am I wrong for considering getting a restraining order? How much help is too much help? I'm at my wit's end. If you have any advice, please let me know. If you have any questions, post them here and I'll try to answer. Any help or advice is greatly appreciated. Go ahead, Ben.
No, you go.
No, I have... I would like to hear what you say. My feeling is this guy shouldn't move out of that apartment. That guy, the R, should go to work and they should change the locks and put his crap out on the front porch. And fuck that, because they're not wrong. That kid's name is probably on the lease or their name's on the lease. Any damage this kid does, I mean, I think it's harsh to throw somebody out, but you're not responsible for other people. And this guy has used you all the way up. And it's not, and the threatening, he's not going to commit suicide. He's not going to. he's that is a manipulative tool to get you to continue. Well, it can be, right, but he's not going to. And especially if, unless he can do it in some way where you're involved, it's just not gonna. It's not gonna happen. This guy needs to toss out. This guy needs a bitch slap. Is what he needs. I feel terrible hearing that your son was going through this really right under your nose and didn't come to you. And that's just another example of how this guy's manipulating him, because you are that close. He comes out to you. You're like, who cares?
We already knew.
We've loved you. We've always told you. It doesn't, that changes zero for us. You're the same person who walked in here a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Who cares? The restraining order thing is tricky because I don't know what the prerequisites for getting one are. And if right. you can just walk in and get one on someone, then do that. Because 100%, you're going to need some backup if this guy, because he sounds like a nightmare. He sounds like he's going to come to your house and terrorize you and your family and your son. And maybe moving out is the way. I was thinking change the locks, but now the kid knows where the other kid is and mm-hmm. he's outside the door manipulating him. And I mean, honestly, this is a tough one. Because I really don't know. What do you think?
Well, for starters, you're right. There's manipulation has been probably happening from the beginning, and people who are freeloaders are great at it.
You're right.
That's how they're able to freeload. The suicide thing is tricky because, on one hand, I agree. That's what a master manipulator would resort to, right?
Right.
That said, I think that you've got to get it okay in his head, just in case, that look, A, you're not, you can't stay in a relationship by threat of suicide.
Right.
That is not a relationship, and that's not somewhere you can stay. In fact,
you're captive.
That's so incredibly unhealthy. You have to get out of this immediately, yesterday. You're too young right now to throw your life away, because this could get, who knows how long this would go on. This person's latched on to a cash cow, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had to work for how many years?
5 years.
It sounds like it's even, let's see, 5 years together and then these 6 months, but they were together online before. So yeah, I mean, at least 4 or 5 years. The guy's real comfy, getting used to it.
And who knows where he learned that? Maybe from his parents.
Right.
Maybe that's something that he's picked up from his parents. I don't know. But so that would be the first thing I would do, is probably say to my kid, look, first of all, you know, this is a terrible situation you're in, and we've got to get you out of it immediately.
But we're going to help you. And
we got to start with this whole threat of suicide. You need to know that whatever this person does, it is not your fault. And you got to go to a counselor or get him set up with someone he can talk to, because that the guilt, if he does fucking off himself, will be unbelievable.
Right.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
So he needs to be okay with the fact that his decision to not be a hostage does not mean he's responsible for what this person does to himself.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That, just on the safe side, you'd need to take care of that to begin with. The rest of it, I this is me. I'm just saying, for me. You kick him the hell out of that house. You tell him to never come back. Restraining orders don't do anything, but fine, go get one if you want to. But your son has to stand up to this person, and your son may have to repeatedly tell this person, get out of here. You're not in my life anymore. We're broken up. Move on. Go latch on to the next thing.
Right.
Catch your next wave, because
it's
this
so
one's
difficult.
Over.
Right.
But your son has made a bed, unfortunately, and your son now has to face it. And what are you going to do? Are you going to hire someone to beat this boy up?
No.
You're not going there. So your son has to face what he's made. And that's a bed that's not very comfortable, and it's going to suck for a while. So you can move him out. But that's, again, this is one of those things where you've heard the term, and it's so cliche, but you can run, but you can't hide. Right? We've all heard that.
Right.
But there's a reason that's a cliche, because whatever. It's appropriate all the time. It's for people who try to quit stuff. I'm going to move. I don't want to drink anymore, so I'm going to move to another town. except they sell booze there too.
Right. How's
that? What
yeah,
the
it's widely available.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same deal here. This guy will find you.
So knowing that you can be found, I mean, for me, I'm worried. I think change the lock, get this guy's stuff out of there, but then the kid comes back to your house for a while.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. I think,
and
that.
I also think we send one final email to this kid or what have you, saying it is over. Do not contact me again. And then his number gets blocked, his Facebook gets blocked. You know, whatever. That's the thing. It's really difficult now because mm-hmm. people can find a way to get through to you.
Well, but that's it. Goes back to what I'm saying, which is this is not going to be easy. And mom and dad, as much as they want to help him out of this, he has made a bad situation for himself, and he's going to have to pay for it through this process of this breakup, which will be ugly. And hopefully this guy.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
I don't want to say he has, because I don't know him or this scenario, but usually freeloaders have their next freeloader on the line somehow. So hopefully he's got his backup plan already available to him, and he segues into the next thing fairly quickly and easily.
Hopefully, yeah.
What about as a last act of freeloading, what if we buy this kid a ticket to from whence he came? Because that's another thing, is like now he's moved, he's in a new place. They were at school together, so he probably had some acquaintances and friends there. But now he's in this new place. Because they work at the same goddamn place, too. I mean, well, this is awful.
Look.
Let's get this kid a ticket out of town.
That might work. You know, I can tell
that'd
you that.
That'd be money well spent.
I lived with mm-hmm. someone for years. And when we were breaking up and things were clear that they weren't going to work out, I'm going to cut you a check for this amount and you can go get a new place. Because we're clearly not staying here. And this is my house.
And we're clearly not staying together.
Right. So, and that's, that's the right move to make, in my opinion, or in my situation, it was the right move to make. And I still to this day feel right that I did the right thing, that I helped her get reset up in a place easily.
Yeah, sure.
She didn't have to earn it. She didn't have to do anything to get, I just cut the check, handed it to her, and she went and got a new apartment that, like, next week.
Yeah.
So there may be a cash settlement that has to be given in order to cleanly, you know.
Well, I think if you can get him out of the area, that makes things a hell of a lot easier for him. And let's hope. The problem is now you've solved the kid's problem that the kid created for himself, which I don't give him full blame. This guy wormed his way in like he's going to do to the next person, too. But you then solved the problem. And you have to just hope that the kid has learned from this. I actually think one of the main things here, kids who are in bad situations, let's start talking about this a lot sooner than 5-6 years in.
You know what I find interesting about this situation? And this is just as you were telling the story, I thought, I wonder how many gay or lesbian young people, because they don't, as okay as it is to be gay in today's society, it still comes with some stigma, right? There's still some nervousness around it. You don't feel fully accepted. You know, like he had to come out to his parents even though they kind of already knew. So there's still some realities to that make it different than being heterosexual.
Okay.
So with that said, I wonder how many kids, gay people end up in a weird alternative sort of scenario like this, like a long-term almost pen pal relationship, because it's easier and they don't have to, and the person's not around and they don't have to explain it to anybody. And it is still a relationship of sorts. But I wonder if that's more normal than we think.
You know, I hear you and what you're saying. And I wonder if it's not just a, like, we'll never know if this would have happened to us because there was no place to find people on. There was no online when we were this kid's age. Like, who knows? I know for a fact that my kids are on the computer all day long and there are other people on there with them. Mm-hmm. Friends that they've made, you know. Sean's got friends all over the world. We went to Ireland and he met a friend that he knew there. Like, these are people that they know online. So, and relationships happen, and I think it's probably getting kind of normal for these people to have relationships with someone.
For a romantic relationship, I would say that. I mean, me personally, I would never bring that up to my parents at all. If I had a problem, I would try to figure it out myself, maybe ask for advice from a friend, but right. I would never solicit advice from my mom or dad. It just doesn't, I would never even, that wouldn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do that. So, I mean, it's great that the parents are there to help him out, and clearly he needs some support. And,
well, it's gotten to the point for him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this person's threatening suicide and going to wreck the apartment. And
mm-hmm.
Well, that you're assuming, but I do think that there's potential for danger here.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I, you know, my dad was a weird dude, no doubt. And he's not the best dad in the world, but he was my dad and I loved him.
Sure.
You got to let people accept responsibility for the shit they've gotten themselves into, too. And that was my dad's deal, was like, kid, I'm not getting you out of this. You're going to go face this and you're going to face every second of it by yourself because you did this to yourself. And while I do understand you don't want your son being a victim of a crime, this is the person he chose to live with. This is the person he chose to support financially for 5 years. Your son has created a problem for himself, and he's got to face it. So you can't, I don't like the idea of you moving him out in the middle of the night when no one's around and sneaking
him off.
I'm all
for that, by the way. I am
for that, too.
I'm fully in support of what the parents
do. Get out of there. I'm totally for that.
Help your child. Help your kid.
Help your kid.
Help him. Get him out of there.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Get him the fuck out of there.
Everybody out there.
That shit is
toxic as fuck.
I hate to say it is, but I think that your son has to face this person and say, not only are we breaking up, but you're moving out. And we're not going to be together in any way, shape, or form, not even friends. We're done.
And this conversation's over, and stop threatening this other stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's fine. I think he should do that. He should say, this is over. This is going to be a very short conversation. This is over. Here's your stuff. And mom and dad are standing right behind me. I don't know if you can see them. They're kind of in the shadows, and dad's got a bat, and mom's got a rake.
Yeah, like, a rake.
Whatever. I don't know what she grabbed. That's the first thing I'd grab. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, well, the kid's a victim, you know, of this person's manipulation.
Yes.
And so I'm afraid that he's not going to be able to say all the things to stand up for himself, right? So if mom and dad has to jump in to just save him for that 1 minute and then kind of convince him, this is what you say when you finally do face him, when you run away after we have hid you in the fucking basement for 4 months and now you're back out and you're running to him at the grocery store. Now you have your lines of what you're going to say. You know,
we're going to practice every night. We're going to role play.
He's a sheltered kid. We're going to helicopter around you. We got you, kid. Don't worry.
Oh, so boy. You're kidding.
That is.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, you're kidding.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Zero kidding.
Some
save
people
your
are,
son.
He's being manipulated.
He's very young. He's being manipulated.
He's not. He's in his 20s.
Yeah, I know, but he's being.
He's not very young. He's
still
he's
a kid.
Not a
he's
child.
A victim.
He's a victim.
How old is he?
He's
look.
25,
look,
probably.
25, yep. Look. He's fine. He's a grown up. He needs to handle
himself.
No,
I think he came out at 25. Now he's 30s, right?
He's 25 now. He came out in high school.
Oh, okay, okay,
now he's 25. They're both 25. So listen. You do whatever the fuck you have to do to save that kid.
Yeah,
do not listen to Vinny. Yes, I agree with Vinny. He should face this guy and he should say to his face, we are done and this conversation is over. You're not going to have a chance to manipulate me. But for that to happen, because your kid, really, he's not good at this. You need to be in the room. You need to be standing there with a mean look on your face. And this guy's out. Jesus. And really, send
you
him.
You too.
Put him on a plane. Get him out of here because he's...
Put him on a plane.
No.
Run from your problems,
no,
son.
No, run.
Put our kid.
Our kid on the plane. Yeah. Because the boy that is the manipulator. Because you're right. He is going to run into him at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is. The little time. And you're like, oh, I miss the guy.
Yeah, you're
going to
romanticize all the fucked up. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. And tell your kid that, too. Like, don't. This is, he's made some very bad choices, so he's not ready to fly yet. You need to go rescue him. Oh my God.
All right.
Riley
well,
and Sean, just so you know, if anything like this ever happens, you come to mommy.
Derek Cameron, I got you.
Mommy will do it.
And I fucked
really,
him up. And I'm going to use my black belt skills
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. And Dad will help us bury the body.
I really disagree with where you're going here. But okay, you know what? Everybody's got different ideas on how to handle things. I'd like
right.
to see
I
you.
I like that we all have our own standpoints on this. Get
support
him,
him, but not do it for him. And he's got to face what he's created.
All right.
But with you, you know, right behind him.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
All right. All well, listen, you guys, it's Friday. I want everyone to have the best weekend. It's going to be so nice. It's actually really
except
warm
R.
Here.
We don't want R to have it.
Yeah, R should have a shit weekend. They should dump him in the cargo department of the plane and get him out of there. What is that called? The department? It's called the hold. The cargo hold? Put him in a cargo hold. Put him in a dog carrier and stick him on a plane. There you go. Back to
go.
Cincinnati or wherever you're from. Get out of here, you loser.
Jesus.
Anyway, can you please write us back? Honestly, one of my favorite things with the whole bad advice thing, even if you don't take our advice, and I'm sure you've got your own thing going on, and let us know, please, what happens with this and what you guys decided and what happened.
Based on their behavior up to this point, I'm going to bet I would put money down that they're going to do what you're saying and not what I'm saying. Because they've already been...
is a tough one.
That helicopter type thing with this young man. And so it's clear. I mean, and that's all the way through. Like, even the part where they're all... And his dad's going to help him get his foot in the door. Like, it's okay.
You know what, though? You give the kids the opportunities that you can afford them. And when I will give them this, when they didn't like the friend, the boyfriend who's living with them, they shut their yaps about it. They let him live his life. They let him dig this hole.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hopefully a lesson that he's going to learn, whether you help him learn it or he learns it on his own and he doesn't find himself in this situation again. But, yeah, I'm dying to hear how this turned out and what you did about it and what's going on. I would love an update. So, and thank you for this letter because honestly, I was like, oh, I was freaking out as I was reading it. Sorry you had to hear that. I'm not even sure what I said about it, but I was like, oh my God. So please send along any problem, big or small, and your thoughts on this even, or maybe if you find yourself in a similar situation, Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. That is how you get a hold of the people on The Secret Show. That's us. Three of us. Have a great weekend. Vincent, give us those magic words.
Oh, man. The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?